Joining us on the line right now is lead journalist for BuffaloBills.com and a guy who looks at the scheduling stuff pretty closely, Chris Brown. Chris, how have you been? Good to be talking with you.
Yeah, good to be with you, Murph.
What do you think of the schedule? First blush, what do you make of it?
I think what I like about it best is the balance here. I think in recent years we've seen the Bills kind of get the short end of the stick, whether it was, as you mentioned, a bye week coming at the wrong time, or a front-loaded or a back-loaded schedule, per se, in terms of road games and home games. And if you look at the top half, I mean, it's four on the road and four at home, and it's the same, obviously, on the back half of the schedule. I know you know that a big bone of contention of mine is short rest off Thursday night games, and I like the fact that even though they are going to be coming off a Thursday night game against the Dolphins on November 13th in Week 11, you know, they get 10 days rest before they have to play the next division opponent, and they get to do that at home in the Jets. So that to me is a plus, because the Bills have been on the short end of those Thursday night games in the past. I really like the opener from a matchup standpoint against the Bears, and the matchups that jump out at me right away in that opener is Alshon Jeffery and Brandon Marshall against McKelvin and Gilmore. I mean, I just think that's fascinating to me with Cutler swinging that ball. So those are two matchups that jump off the page in the opener. The one thing I'm worried about, three of the last four on the road, all against AFC opponents, being the Broncos, Raiders, and Patriots. And really what that says to me is, you know, if the Bills are in a tight race with a couple of other AFC clubs and conference record comes into it, that could be a tough row to hoe.
I agree with you. You know, I was like, when we looked at the schedule, one of the things I said just a few minutes ago to my producer here, Jay Harris, was, "Boy, if they're going to make the playoffs, they better have their ninth or maybe tenth win by the time they get to the month of December, because that's dawning down the stretch there with those four games to end the year, including Green Bay here in Orchard Park, right?"
Yeah, I mean, even the Green Bay game is far from a gimme, even though it is at home. I mean, you're playing a fellow cold weather team in Green Bay, so yeah, I mean, anytime you're facing Aaron Rodgers, it's a tough game. So, yeah, those last four are pretty daunting. And I know the Raiders, you know, are a team that seems to be constantly in flux, but it's proven tough for the Bills to win out there in Oakland.
Yeah, here's a caller agrees with us, I believe, on that. John in Williamsville. Hi, John. Welcome. You're on the air.
Hey, John. How you doing? Okay. No, my comment was I would rather play those perennial top-level teams at the end of the year, because – you just never know what the season's going to bring. And, you know, those teams could be injury-prone. They could have a down year and be out of it. And I'd rather play Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady late in the year rather than play them early in the year when the season's wide open for them.
Yeah, that's a pretty good point. And you don't know. And Chris, I think the caller makes a good point about you don't know how the season will play out. I mean, chances are of those four games down the stretch, three of the four games down the stretch are very tough. Chances are one of those teams is probably not going to be in playoff contention, talking about the Broncos, Packers, or Patriots, mostly because the season always plays out like that, right? Teams are up and down.
Yeah, I mean, you always have – I mean, what's that stat that the NFL always throws out around December? They'll have, you know, four of the six AFC playoff reps are new from the year before. Sometimes it's five out of six. And you don't really anticipate that kind of turnover, I think, because, you know, fans like here in Buffalo always seem to see the Patriots or the Ravens in the playoffs. But I think there's more turnover in terms of the playoff representatives than people realize. So, yeah, I mean, there's probably a good chance that happens. So, you know, you look at it, though, on paper, and it's just like, wow. That last quarter of the season, the Bills better be humming and they better be healthy.
Yeah. Chris Brown is with us. We're talking about the Bills schedule. It is out today. It is up right now at BuffaloBills.com. We'll go through it again tonight. Here's a call from CJ in West Seneca. Hi, CJ. You're on the air.
Hey, guys. Good evening. You know, big Bills fan. I'm only 25. I've been a Bills fan since I was at least 5 or 6 years old, and I can remember, you know, watching the games. You know, it's so frustrating because being so bad as we've been for the last 15 years, it's obvious that the NFL gives us no respect for primetime games. Why would they put us on when they want to get as good of ratings as possible? We don't even get a sniff at some of these games. It's just terribly frustrating, you know. And, like, the thing that really shocked me the most, being away at Miami for Thursday night, I thought they were trying to alternate home and away games for the Thursday night games. We're going to be away for the second year in a row. I just don't get it.
Well, Chris, I mean, and CJ too, and the argument would be you got to win your way into marquee games, into Monday night or even Sunday night games. You can't just say it's your turn now. And, you know, these networks working in conjunction with the league are looking for television ratings, and the Bills have not been a consistent winner. They cannot expect to find themselves on Sunday Night Football, let alone Monday Night Football. Do you agree,
Chris?
Yeah,
I mean, there's two things working against the Bills here over the past several years when it comes to primetime appearances. One is they haven't been a winning football team, and two, they come from a small market. And when networks want to draw ratings and they're paying billions of dollars to do so, they want the best of the best. And if you're not the cream of the crop, you're not going to find yourself on those primetime games. That's why teams like New England, who also comes from a bigger market, you know, usually has four primetime games a year. Denver has been a perennial playoff contender, and now with Peyton Manning there, there's even more appeal. They had four or five primetime games last year, and I wouldn't be surprised if it's much the same this year. So, you know, you look at that, and I think that kind of tells the tale, really.
Chris, and we were talking about the back end of the schedule a moment ago and how daunting it is from a competitive standpoint. From a ticket sales standpoint, there was, I think, quite a considerable amount of squawking not too many years ago when the Bills had all those home games in December 2012, right? They had Jacksonville.
Right.
They had St. Louis. They played Seattle and Toronto, but they also had the Jets at home. So you can't have it both ways. You want to sell tickets. You want to buy tickets if you're a fan. And maybe not, you know, reluctant to buy tickets if the weather's going to be iffy. Well, okay, and then you sacrifice and got to play on the road in December. You can't have it both ways, right?
Right, and this is the second year that the NFL has accommodated the Bills in terms of knowing what a daunting task it is for them to sell tickets in December. They've got three of the last four games on the road. So, you know, from the ticket office standpoint, they won't have that tough and tall task of selling tickets late in the year when some people are discouraged by the weather and more encouraged to watch it on their couch. In the front half, though, the one thing that I like is they get to play three teams in the first half of the year with new coaches, you know, in Houston, Detroit, and Minnesota. You know, and really, week four, you're really not humming yet. Week five, you're not humming yet with under a new head coach. I mean, we kind of saw some of that here last year under Coach Marone. It's just kind of a fact of life in the NFL. And anytime you can get a team that's got some new schemes and a new approach to things that they're trying to get used to, they're not playing as fast and as efficiently as possible, that's an advantage for you. So, you know, I like that they have some of those. I mean, they're going to face four new coaches in all. Obviously, the big one comes against Pettine when he comes back to Ralph Wilson Stadium in Week 13. But, you know, that affords the Bills at least some measure of an advantage, as I see it, if they can get teams early enough with new coaches.
We're live on the line with Chris Brown, my colleague at BuffaloBills.com. We're talking about the NFL schedule, the Bills schedule. It is out. It is up at BuffaloBills.com, and you're welcome to join us for the conversation. 803-0550 is the number to call, or toll-free 1-888-550-2550. Chris in West Seneca. Chris, welcome. You're on the air.
Rich, the only question I have is in the schedule is why can't New England be flip-flopped if we play a home game in December against New England, which would draw ticket sales anyway, and New England could play in Buffalo in December, but it seems like lately it's in September, early October, New England's in Buffalo. I would like to see it switch the other way around it.
Yeah, what I mean, I guess there's another way to do it, Chris, but do you have any thoughts on that? Does it matter that much if the Bills play the Patriots? I mean, it hasn't competitively for a long time matter whether they play them at home or on the road. Do you think that's something that they take into consideration?
I don't know if they cut it that fine. I mean, I know there's a lot of permutations that they go through at the NFL office when putting the schedule together.
I'm just looking. 2010, New England played here second to last game, 34-3 loss.
Yeah, it's been a few years. I mean, I know last year we played, you know, they played there the last week of the season. You know, there was a Monday night game where they played them early, the kickoff game Monday night, I want to say 2009, where they played Monday night, week one at New England. So really 2009, 2010 were probably the last two times where, you know, it was kind of flip-flop a little bit. So I guess we're getting the other end of the stick at this point.
Yeah, and again, they've got a million different considerations that go into it. Mike in Lockport. Hi, Mike. Welcome. You're on the air.
Hey, guys. You know what I like about this is having the hard games at the end of the schedule is good for a young team that has a lot of second-year players like EA and Woods and Alonzo. to have those new coaches at the beginning of the year to develop some confidence to hopefully get things rolling. So by the end of the year, when we got some tough teams, maybe we might even actually develop into a contender. So I like the way the table's set for that kind of aspect.
You believe that, Chris? First of all, I guess the Bills would have to qualify again, you would think, as a young, inexperienced team going into this year, even despite the fact that they bring a lot of people back next year. But I guess it stands to reason that they might get better and more confident as the season moves along.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you can get on a roll, I mean, it is – I mean, it's a – for every NFL team, it's typically a season of ebbs and flows. I mean, maybe the Chiefs were – an extreme example last year where they ripped off, you know, their first 9 or 10 games, but then you look at how the season ended for them and they kind of fell flat in the playoffs. So, you know, I think there's a million different ways you can cut it. I think there's a million different ways you can argue for or against how this thing has played out, and that's what makes it so interesting for all of us. But really, the bottom line is this is very much a week-to-week sport. So much can change from one week to the next, and I think Bills fans have experienced that as much as any other fan base, you know, in the NFL from an injury standpoint alone. I mean, we think of all the ups and downs last year, you know, whether it was EJ or Stevie or Robert Woods or Marquise Goodwin. The offense took a lot of lumps on the injury list last year, and from one week to the next, it just seemed like personnel-wise, you know, you didn't know who you were going to have in a given game. And even at the quarterback position, we're going all the way down to the third stringer. So, you know, I just don't know how much we all can accurately project just how this thing is going to play out. And, you know, we're just talking about the Bills right now. Forget right. about the opponent. I mean, the opponent could have a host of different changes, too, from, you know, week 2 to week 4 to week 8 to week 10.
Well, and that's one thing, and I know neither one of us have had a chance to dive into the Bills' opponents, and it was an issue last year. I think you pointed it out fairly early on in the spring that the Bills played an inordinate amount of games against teams coming off extra time to prepare, whether it was a Thursday night game or a bye week.
Yeah, it was six.
I mean, you haven't looked at that yet. We haven't looked at the other opponents yet.
I haven't broken that down yet,
yeah.
No.
Do you think the league is responsive to that? I know if the Bills complained about that, do you think that's something the league might respond to?
Well, I mean, there should be a way where they can avoid at least having somebody as a standout leader in that category. I mean, the Bills had six games last year against teams coming off extra rest, either via a Thursday night performance the week before or a straight-off bye week. And the next highest team after that was Atlanta, and they had four. So there was no other team with more than four games against teams with extra rest. The Bills had to do that six times. I mean, I think any NFL coach will tell you it's a disadvantage when your team is coming off short rest playing such a physical game, you know, which is what the NFL is all about. So to me, yeah, I mean, I would like to think that they could at least, and I wrote this last year when I talked about how the scheduling needs to see some changes, you know, they've got to at least eliminate the division games from that equation because those games almost count double. So to ask an NFL club, and the Bills had to do this, three of their six games were against division opponents off short rest. So to ask the Bills to do that, or any team for that matter, I just think is flat out unfair. So I'll be diving into this, you know, tonight and tomorrow morning, and hopefully I won't find the same thing I found last year.
Yeah. A couple of things, Chris. I just want to read a couple of tweets to you. Rob Murray tweets in, taking away our Thanksgiving Day game is so disrespectful to Ralph. NFL could have tribute. That was never set in stone. I can't remember where that report came from, but that was never set. There was no to say that the Thanksgiving Day game in Detroit was set and it was taken away. That's not the case.
No, it was. Yeah, it wasn't. That was just a rumor that was out there, and I think people kind of ran with what they felt was implied. I think even on our website when, you know, we mentioned some, I think there was a mention of some Thanksgiving Day history between
right.
the two teams, knowing they would be playing each other, I think people jumped to the conclusion that, oh, they're going to play on Thanksgiving. And so I think there was this built-in assumption that that was going to play out on the Bills' 2014 schedule, but that really was never in the cards from what I had heard.
Hey, Chris, stick around for one more call. Jerry in Dubuque. Hey, Jerry, you're on the air. Hello, Jerry, are you there?
Yeah, John, just a question about, you know, the whole concern the last few years about us not being able to sell out games late in the season. And do you think there's any flexibility maybe from the league there in addressing that by just the one home game in December? It seems like, you know, they really try to maybe make it a little more sellable. Of course, ultimately, the product on the field has got to be what puts people in the seats, but it seems like they're a little bit, you know, kind of trying to soft the blow a little bit, but by the same token, then they really put the screws to us with those games in the last stretch.
Yeah.
I also had a question about the draft, but I'll let you address that first.
All right. Yeah, I mean, we talked about that a minute ago, Chris. You can't have it both ways, and I wouldn't be surprised if the league responded to the Bills' desire maybe to have fewer home games in December just to make it an easier ticket sell.
Yeah, I think the league has made a concerted effort to make an accommodation for the Bills in terms of those ticket sales. And, you know, we know in the midst of, what is going to be an ownership change here, you don't want to be seeing empty seats in December at Ralph Wilson Stadium, especially if this team's in contention. Now, the team is in legitimate contention for a playoff berth. I think the fans will come out even if it is December and bitterly cold. But, you know, I think this is absolutely an accommodation by the league to kind of assist the Bills, knowing that ticket sales are hard to come by. And we know Roger Goodell, the commissioner, is not a huge fan of, seeing teams with blackouts. They try to avoid that as much as possible. And, again, it's catering to the networks as well here. This isn't just the Bills' accommodation. I think it's an effort to get more games on TV as well.
Yep. And, Jerry, you're back. You had one more question about the draft, you said?
Yeah, I was curious your thoughts about not necessarily moving up, because I don't know that that's realistic. That's not where Doug Whaley's background is, but possibly moving down a little bit. I still think either Ebron or maybe one of the tackles falls. You know, Ebron certainly is not going to go top seven or eight, but maybe we could slide back a little bit, pick up another pick, maybe third or fourth round, and maybe address a little bit of that concern that we have with linebacking with a mid-round pick. What are your thoughts on moving back a little bit in round one?
Yeah, I'd be open to moving back. Thanks, Jerry. Chris, I don't know how you – I'd be open to moving back, provided that, say, a premier player was not there. If Mike Evans is there at nine, I wouldn't want to move back. I'm beginning to think if Ebron was there at nine, I don't know if the Bills would want to move back. If one of those three offensive tackles, Robinson, Lewan, or Matthews was there at nine, I don't think I'd want to move back. Chris, your thoughts on that? Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, no, I would agree with that. I think if they feel they can get an elite talent at nine, they will stay there at nine and take that player. If somehow the board falls and it's not to their liking, then, yeah, they could absolutely move back. I mean, I think we have to – I mean, there is a history of the Bills moving back. They did it last year, obviously. But I think what you have that might make moving back more likely for a lot of teams is the fact that this is one of the deepest drafts in a long time at several different positions. And I think that's going to put in a lot of the minds of the GMs around the league that, you know what, I can wait on this position. I can still get a starting caliber player, not only five picks later, but maybe even a round later. And so whether that leads to more trades remains to be seen, but I wouldn't be surprised if more clubs and more GMs are more apt to slide back knowing the talent is so rich and deep this year.
Chris, thanks for this. We appreciate it. We'll see you here tomorrow. Thank you very much.
All right, take care.
Chris Brown from BuffaloBills.com talking about the schedule, and I know you're just beginning to digest the schedule, the NFL schedule. It is out. It is up at BuffaloBills.com. We've got a video roundup of the schedule and with some tidbits.